I don't care what people say. The Lord let me see this, and He showed it to me first. When you destroy the foundation, there's no other way to come back and fix it without going back. So when you deliberately get rid of all your resources, you ain't got nothing. You haven't got no collateral to borrow on. And that's where the United States is at. There's no collateral. There's nothing in reserve to help. And these other countries can take us at will now. We're going to have to be share a third world common market. Somehow, though, we're not going to actually be here. We're going to be out of the picture. It has to be. And then when we're out of the picture, then the 10 toes can appear. The Lord's just speaking to me. Just keep real quiet, really low keyed, and just listen to Him. He keeps to tell me not to be afraid. He's with me. So I see myself as a old, wore out, the worst old vehicle you can find. You go down the junkyard, that's me. But God uses that. You don't get a shiny Cadillac, Lincoln Zephyr. It's an old wore out. The Ford model is just a very pair of wheels. But the world is not looking. They're not prepared for what's coming. And all aspects, all corners, they haven't got the, like baseball, you got the bases covered. We haven't got the bases covered, no place. We don't have any revivals no more. We don't have any big prayer meetings like we used to have. I think these big shops are not going to be able to always be around and help the little people. We need to have that special encounter with God the Father, God the Son, that He's with us wherever we go, because in the last days, perilous times are coming. Desperate times are coming. Days of persecution, of troubles, of sickness, of heartaches, of bloodshed even. It's a day of that's not been here before. It's a time that we should be ready, get prepared in the Spirit. The Spirit is the only help that we have. The Spirit of God's alive with us. If we stay alive in Him, we're alive. But if we quit praying, quit seeking, we're just going to, and we're getting this blindness, we don't know what's going on. And I know there's some people that think they're okay, but they're in blindness. We need to be equipped with God's Did I say, my people, darkness is about thee this day. Troublesome times are before thee. Why dost thou grumble? Why dost thou flinch? Why dost thou want to look away? For I, this day is coming that I might incorporate my mighty hand on those who will seek me, that they'll be ready in the time when my Son comes through the clouds of glory, and that day appears, thou wilt be ready. But I say, as I see it, so many are not ready in the Spirit. They're caught up in their things. They're caught up in the things of the world. Their churches are caught up in the things that concerns the natural man. The things that are not on the side of God. The things of having fun. Having all the extravagant blessings which will soon end. And I say my people need to wake up, seek me as they've never sought me before. They must call upon my name and I will answer them. But they must call with a bended knee. I mean, not just a calling. I mean, I want them to repent and to seek me that my Spirit might be alive in them until that day comes. Well, that day is coming like a thief in the night. He's coming. That day is coming, and no man will be able to plant no more. Planting is already finished. Harvest is about to begin. It's now time to get ready for that great harvest. The one that says in Joel, in the valley of decision, so many are there in the valley of decision this day, says the Spirit of God. They want me, but yet they want the other too. And I say, but you must have only one. You must seek me singular, not in the other way where you got two or three or four or five different thoughts going on at one time. I wish my people to be separated and seek me in a very glorious way that they might inspire those round about them that they would be a light that shines in these last days. I say, where is my people? Where are them that would be my people, the defense? They're off doing things. Many are preaching, many are doing the work, but it's their work. It's their callings, because it's all inspired by money. Money is the big thing, said the Spirit of God. The money is a, they say it's for expenses, but a lot of it's for lavish things. Many of the things that they're great suits of apparel, the change, great changeable things they have, they own, they possess those things. But that's not like my word say, you come in this world with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing. And I say, they don't want to lose that. They don't want to lose that. And that's why they're not going to be ready. The price is too big. I mean, they've had it too. Once is a role, just a wonderful thing. And it was wonderful at one time, but they were supposed to grow through it, says the Spirit of God. For I chastise those whom I loveth, and I want my spirit alive, real, awake, waken the people that they will be ready, that they maintain holiness. They would be without any wrath. They'd be walking holiness. They'd walk in singular of heart, placing much emphasis on the move of the Spirit, not looking to the things of this world. I say many are looking to the things of this world. They go to church or fellowship on Sunday, and through the week they go out and do things that's not really first place. Now it might be, said the Spirit of God, it might be as it was in the days of old, but the thing is, my son's coming, and I'm saying prepare for his return. And no one even thinks about it. My son, Jesus, is going to come through the clouds of glory, and the church is going to have to reassemble to be ready. They don't have that time. You need to be ready now because of that. When that assembly comes, oh, come, I see that the glory cloud is going to come down. And it's going to take those that are ready away. And for those that's here are going to be left through perilous times. There's going to be troublesome times. There's going to be heartaches. There's going to be bloodshed. An eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth. All that kinds of things. And there'll be many champions that want to devour the little ones. It's going to be a dog eat dog, that kind of situation. People will be out of control. They'll walk in lust. They'll be compelled to do things. The police can't even, won't have enough policemen to stop it. And I say it'll be a time when groceries, when food will be none. It's going to be hard things. So people need to wake up. They need to be ready to exit this land before that time fully comes. It's coming. But I said that time would be shortened because of for the very elect's days. And I see that if I didn't shorten that day, there would be none be able to stand. I say we're in critical times. But I say I have planned this because it's bringing men out and women out and families out to that end day. You're living that end day, my people. You're looking at the things coming very shortly. Be prepared. Be ready. Assemble yourselves in fashion after things of good. And don't no longer go into things of evil. Because I said, my people need to be out from among it. They need to be ready, on fire. When you do something that's not right, it darkens your character. It darkens you. You have no anointing. You lose your love. You lose your peace. And is that little thing that you want to have so much as it's your pet thing? You can't enjoy those kind of pet. Their pet sins are terrible. They'll bring you down. One little pet sin, you can lose your whole estate. Remember, I want a holy people. I look for those who will look to me. Call upon me and I'll answer me. I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Seek me, because I say your reward is great for those that know me. It's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be a marvelous day. But for those that miss, it's going to be a terrible day. It's going to be a day of sadness, a day of hurting, a day of wanting to take their life, and they cannot be able to take their life. It's going to be a day of sorrow. Look up, my people, look to me this day, and for I shall keep thee. Look to me, and me only, saith the Spirit of God. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel for the people out here that don't know and yet they think they know. These biggies, they think they know. But you see it real clear. God just wants to be the center. Not them telling him what to do, but should be able to tell them a little what to do also. They want their prayers answered, all the things answered according to their own style. Their own style. We're going to put God first. We're putting man up here, but that don't work that way. And then this thing about we'll live out for another 100 years or 200 years or 500 years, I guarantee you that's wrong. Within another 100 years, we'd be almost stacked on top of one another anyway. The population explosion just goes quadruples. What they say in 1 year, they're an almost quadruple. Just when it gets a certain peak, it just really snowballs. It gets bigger, bigger, and there's no land. All we've got land, good land, houses on it.